It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around this neck of the woods, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's great food, great atmosphere, great staff, great everything. And really well worth a visit. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Sally got in contact with us over the weekend about something that really has annoyed her. And she says, I hope you can talk about what happened to my daughter on Saturday. It was her birthday 2 weeks ago and she wanted money. On Saturday, without our knowledge, she went and got lip fillers done and facial injections. She is only 18, for God's sake. Not a line on her face. When she arrived home, we were horrified. I rang, and she actually gives us the full name of the company, and they're located in Dublin 2. Anyway, she says she rang the place to ask why they're giving 18-year-olds treatment, and she was told that there is no law against it. I think it's disgusting. My daughter has destroyed her lips. She's only 18 and not old enough to make decisions about this. I'm writing to my local TDs to ask them if the age can be brought up to at least 25 for these types of treatments. This is absolute madness. I am so angry. And that is from a lady called Sally. So Sally is really, really, really annoyed. Really, really, really pissed off over her daughter having had facial injections, but more importantly, lip fillers. What's your opinion on this?
Now, I think lip fillers and facial injections look absolutely ridiculous on women. I think women have destroyed themselves. However...
Well, some women, not all women.
A lot have. For the people saying that she's only 18, yeah? That is... that she is 18, that she's an adult. That is fair enough. She is 18, yeah? However, at 18, you do not need facial aesthetics. You do not need... Like, the fact that this clinic, and I, myself and Adrian had this discussion before we came in. I want to name the clinic because I think it's...
But they're doing nothing wrong, so why would you name them? They're literally doing nothing wrong. They haven't broken any law.
Oh, I think they have. Well, they've broken a law of decency.
This girl is...
An 18-year-old does not need... whatever about the
here, an 18-year-old can vote in the elections. An 18-year-old can drive a car. An 18-year-old can drink alcohol.
I'm not... yes, obviously there's no law. And even Sally knows that there's no law. But there should be a law. I think it should be 25 to 30. No girl... To see so many girls... myself and Adrian know two particular girls... who've literally started getting... When did they start getting line fit? Like, she was getting line fillers at like 21, wasn't she? You don't have wrinkles on your face at 21 years of age. And what
if you perceive, though, that you have wrinkles? I mean, I don't see what
I think it's a mental illness, by the way. I think it's a...
This young one has a mental illness?
Oh, I do think it's a mental illness. I think when someone...
relax there.
Yeah, no, I won't relax.
Well, going to get fillers in your face...
if you think you need...
Fillers or whatever.
If you think you need at 18...
It's a sign of mental illness.
There's something, you some sort of... And I'm not making fun of you, some sort of body dysmorphia if you think that you need fillers at 18 years of age. You don't have wrinkles at 18 years of age.
Okay, what about lip fillers? I don't know how to even talk.
Look ridiculous. They absolutely look ridiculous.
Obviously, some young ones who are getting it done don't think they look ridiculous or they wouldn't be getting it done. So the point I'm trying to make is we've trotted out this example on this show many times. My body, my choice. It is her body. She's over 18. The clinic is doing nothing illegal. So tough shit, mammy. Sorry for your troubles, but I think that's the way it is.
Well, I think it should be the law. The age should be 25 or 30.
And by the way, here in Ireland, we actually have no regulation at all.
No.
But any reputable clinic will refuse anybody under the age of 18. But the point being that this lady, this young lady, 18 years of age, she's past the age that any clinic in Ireland will give her fillers if she wants.
I'm looking, there's a clinic here in the west of Ireland, I won't name it again, but they will not give any sorts of treatments to people under the age of 21. Now, at 18, you do not know. Why would you destroy your face and end up looking like a puffer fish? at 18 years of age. The mother is right to be pissed off. I think morally and ethically, yeah, no, none of these clinics should be administering any sort of facial aesthetics to an 18-year-old girl, because what you're doing
so
is...
So where do you draw the line then? I mean, this lady is saying at least 25.
And between 25 and 30, I think. There's no need to... You don't have lines on your face. And what it's doing is it's setting up a woman for a lifetime of injected stuff into her face. Like, I have many friends who have lip injections done, yeah? I'd say, and I've said this to them, I'm not speaking out of turn here, about a third of them look normal. The rest of them look absolutely hideous. A girl, myself and Adrian, known, used to work with, got lip, she's addicted to lip fillers, and got them done. And I remember meeting her for lunch 2 days after she got them. Remember I told you a story? And she got so many mils put into her lips that she was trying to drink out of the straw and it was dribbling down onto her chin. She couldn't actually suck a straw.
But she looked better 10 years ago than she does now.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
she started.
She's destroyed her face.
But again, that's not really the point. That's not really the point. She obviously is doing it because she thinks it's nice looking. Some people do get addicted to it, as you said yourself. But the question we're asking is, should there be an age limit of maybe 25 or 30 for getting lip fillers and Botox injections and everything else?
Let's say 30 because, in your early 20s, you do not know what you want.
That's so patronizing to people in their 20s. A lot of people in their 20s.
You do not need facial aesthetics at that age. You don't. You look absolutely ridiculous.
Well, we'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Should we bring in a law that makes it illegal for anybody under the age of 30 to have lip fillers or Botox injections? That's the question. 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Amy.
Hi, great show. I can't come on, but I believe that anybody injecting what I would consider to be poison into their face should have mandatory counselling sessions with a therapist before they're allowed to get it done. That goes for any age, but especially younger people. My own mother and my sister go together to get Botox done, and I'm disgusted with them. I think that is a form of body dysmorphia. I'm especially not happy with my mom at the moment, because she should be supporting my sister and teaching her to love her face and to accept her face for the way it is, and not to be injecting things in it to change it. That's what I believe. Thanks.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. You heard that message we played a minute ago from Amy, and Amy is basically giving out yards about her mother and her sister getting regular Botox. She actually believes that you should have to go to a therapist before you get any sort of facial injections or whatever.
I didn't have to go to a therapist. I've been getting Botox and fillers for the last 4 or 5 years. 5, 6 years I've been getting them. Now, saying that, I think 18 is way too young. Unless you can see, like with me, the reason I got the lip filler is because I had a very small top lip. You could barely see it. And plus I had really bad lines on my forehead. And it was horrible when I was putting makeup on. You could see they were like craters, to be very honest. But the one thing I will absolutely agree with is there is no regulations for any of that in Ireland.
No, none whatsoever. Yeah, not even for under 18s, believe it or not.
No.
But any reputable clinic won't perform anything on an under 18
year old. That's bull, Adrian. Because what do you do? Have they been asking people for IDs? No. If you go into a clinic, they don't care. They'll give you Botox and filler. You know, there's no age limit. So unless they turn around and say, I've never heard of a clinic saying that you have to be over 18 to have this.
Okay, let me go back to what you were saying there about the lip fillers that you got, because you didn't have any sort of an upper lip, so you wanted to get it done. What is wrong with an 18-year-old feeling the exact same way?
But that's what I'm saying. It's different if an 18-year-old goes in because they don't have that. But what I don't want them coming out is looking like a fucking Russian blow-up doll. Because, like, I was at a dentist in Spain there going back 3 weeks ago just to get a tooth out. And she's a dentist and she actually couldn't believe. She went, oh my God, you get filler, because she does fillers and Botox. And she didn't even know, because I'm getting it. I have the lip fillers so it looks natural. I'm not going around like a fucking, you know, a trout pout or blowfish or anything. I'm getting it to look natural. So I think if you want to do that to look natural, that's fine.
Okay, but the point you're making is you got lip fillers done because you weren't happy with how your lips looked, so that's why you got it done. Again, what is wrong with an 18-year-old feeling the exact same way and wanting because bigger lips?
She's a child.
What do you want?
Bigger sorry, lips Jeremy, for. She's not a child at 18.
She is a child.
She's not a child. She's a young adult, immature. She's an immature young adult. If you think they're going out there and getting lips that just look ridiculous. If you want to get them to make you look natural, that's different.
Okay, but defining looking ridiculous is beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
No, that's bullshit, Adrian. That's bull. Like, you can turn around and you can literally stand there and go, okay, yeah, she's got them done, she's got them done, she's got them done, she's got them done, because they're putting nearly a mil in each lip, which that's too much. It's way too much.
Again, what you think looks nice and what somebody else thinks looks nice are completely different things.
They're completely different things, but they are too young to make that kind of a decision.
But they're not too young. They're at 18, you're old enough to vote, old enough to drink, old enough to drive a car. You are an adult.
Oh, you are an adult.
You're old enough to get a tattoo. You're old enough to
but
get
they
your.
Don't need it. Forget about the lip fillers for a second. Let's talk about the wrinkle injections.
Botox.
Yeah, the wrinkle
Botox,
the Botox. Yeah. There is no I've never met an 18-year-old wrinkled face. Never. They do not exist. So why somewhere in Dublin? Well, we know where it is in Dublin. A professional, so-called professional person, looked at that 18-year-old girl on Saturday and said, yes, I will inject Botox into you. That is disgusting.
No, he or she just had a client came in and said, I want fillers here and here.
No, but they have to look at the face and see.
I don't know what the story is with this young woman and her face. Maybe there was a bit of her face that was kind of caved in.
No, that's bull,
caved
Adrian.
In face.
That is absolutely bull.
We haven't seen a photograph of this young woman.
But if your mother is turning around and saying you don't need that because you don't have wrinkles in your face, your mother knows you.
Oh, yeah, no 18-year-old has wrinkles on the face.
Okay, but let me go back to the point of that message that I played from Amy a minute ago. And she basically believes particularly younger people should be made to go for therapy before they get any sort of fillers.
No.
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 So on the one hand, you're saying it's disgraceful, but on the other hand, you're saying, no, you don't need help. You don't need therapy.
You don't need therapy just because you don't like the size of your lips. Like, I mean, that's, as I said, I got it. Nothing to do with it.
Amy was arguing, and the reason she's saying that she should have to go for therapy is she believes that it is a form of body dysmorphia, that somebody who wants to get their lips or get Botox injections at 18, 19, 20, that is a form of body dysmorphia, and that's why you should have to go for counselling.
Well, let me put it this way. If it was body dysmorphia I wouldn't have stopped at that. I'd have gone the whole way down and had liposuction.
No, but you're a grown woman, Angela. I'm talking about an 18-year-old. If an 18-year-old wants to get fillers, wants to get Botox in her face, that person possibly needs therapy.
She doesn't need therapy. She just needs to cop on and realise, you know, that all of this... Oh, it's... Sorry, do you know what I was actually doing here? I was trying to get the picture of the before. So, no, she doesn't need that. What needs to happen is it needs to be regulated here It needs...
I agree with you that it needs to be regulated, but if it is regulated, it will most likely be regulated for over 18s, for adults, and that would not stop this young one getting done what she had done.
No,
that's the point.
I think it should be over 25.
But nothing in this country is for over 25s. Nothing is aged for older people. Maybe a nightclub or something like that, but generally
speaking... Hold on a second. They always said they wouldn't stop smoking in areas here, and they've done it. There could be a first for everything.
So you would like to see an age of at least 25 imposed for getting any sort of fillers?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I've sent in the picture there, right? I've sent in the pictures of all the wrinkles, my lips, everything. And that's fine for someone who has them. But when all you want is these big, stupid, blowfish, troutfish-looking lips, a mother has every right to give out. But what she doesn't have a right to do is name and shame or give out.
I'm not naming and shaming anybody.
Well, no, she does have a right. I think they should be named and shamed, this company, because
they're not doing anything illegal.
Because
name and shame somebody, you're naming and shaming them because they've done something illegal or something wrong.
No, something immoral they've done.
That's every aesthetics place out there. That's every salon. That is every aesthetic.
No. A 40-year-old woman who actually has lines, fine lines or wrinkles, that is fair enough why she
the guys in these clinics should act as a moral guardian and say, I'm sorry, young one, you're only 18, come back to me in 12 years.
Somewhere on Saturday, a person in a white coat, probably a female, because are most of those people female, so a professional in a white coat that was trained, sat an 18-year-old down in a chair and said, yeah, I think you do need...
Probably didn't say I think you need, but I'm prepared to do it for you. In fact, for all you know, this clinician could have said, I don't think you need this.
If the clinician had a bit of morals, would have said to
get up off that seat, get out of here.
Yeah, are you feckin' stupid? You're 18 years of age, you don't need stuff injected.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's bring in Emma on this.
At the end of the day, she is 18, she can do what she wants. I would personally rather get that done than a tattoo, because it goes, like, you went and got a tattoo at the age of 18, which is the legal age as well. That doesn't go after 3 months. So I'd be much happier my child getting, I don't know, like, something reversible than a tattoo or something that's there for the rest of life. It's reversible. 3 months' time, her face will be back. It's grand, like.
Linda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Linda?
Hey, not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Linda. Well, what do you want to say on this? Should there be a law that prevents somebody under the age of 25 or under the age of 30 from getting lip fillers and Botox?
I just don't agree with the clinics in the first place. You know, like, it's destroying the young girls growing up nowadays.
But isn't that their choice? Now, I have to say I agree. I think some young ones... and by the way, some young men as well. I know of one particular young fella. He's a gay young fella. Not that that's either here nor there, but he has lips. He has lips that look absolutely ridiculous. But again, their body, their choice.
Yeah, I know. But look, there was no clinics here. Like, what would the girls do now, growing up? Like, you have them setting off at 14 years of age, 15 years of age, getting 1 mils and all, like, you know what I mean? And then by their 18, 19, they're going bigger and bigger again. Do you know what I mean? If there wasn't any clinics here, like, you know, they wouldn't be going abroad, like, either. Do you know what I mean? The clinics just shouldn't be allowed to deal with anything like this. Do you know what I mean? It's like tattoos or anything else, like eyebrows. I had a reaction. I went to a clinic before to have eyebrows done, and I got a very bad reaction. Do you know what I mean? They didn't do a patch test or anything like that. That was the chance I took. Do you know what I mean? But going with the lips is the same problem. You're going to have reactions. You're not being tested for, you know, the injection for a start. You don't know what's being put into you. You know, like, they're just going on what other people are saying and other photographs they're looking on.
So again, to go back to the point, I think a lot of us can agree that some young ones walking around got so much lip filler, they look absolutely ridiculous. As Jeremy described a minute ago, somebody that we know, we worked with years ago, her lips are so bloated that she couldn't even suck from a straw without it dribbling out of her mouth, which is dreadful to hear.
But I don't have a problem with that, because this woman is in her 30s now, so out. Yeah, no, but
whether we like the look of it or not, Linda, you still are against these clinics, full stop.
Yeah, I don't agree with them at all, and they wouldn't let me child go, no matter what age they are. But
this lady, Sally, didn't let her child go because her child is now an adult, and her adult child decided to do it herself.
Well, what was the reason for her wanting to go? Like, you know what I mean? We're all born, like, you know, the way we are, like, whether it's, like, you know, half a bit or anything else, you know?
Yeah, all of us deal with things in different ways, and maybe she was just extremely unhappy with the way she looked. Do you think these clinics should be shut down altogether?
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
It's not fair on people, the pressure as well on kids that don't have jobs and are going in school and looking after friends with lips on and all like that, and people that aren't working, you know, don't have the money to fund for this as well. So, you know what I mean? It's knocking other kids back. And then
it's putting peer pressure on young people to get this done.
Yeah, I reckon it is, yeah. Because nowadays, this is what the girls are growing up around, extensions, false eyelashes, which is okay. It's not getting injected into your blood or your body or anything like that. But this is a joke with the lips, you know what I mean? It's like
So say, for example, somebody like Angela, who was on a couple of minutes ago, now she's a mature woman and she got lip fillers done a couple of years ago. Would you stop somebody like her?
Well, like, no, I just don't agree with them. That's my opinion. That's your opinion, what she does. Like, you know what I mean? I just think we're all born like this, you know what I mean? There's no need to be going, like, changing our faces in any way. You know what I mean? This is the way we are. We're born, like, put on the ground. And
so just accept the way you look.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I mean? It's different. Like, I mean, God forbid, like, you know, you've seen a girl in Ballyfermot, like, you know what I mean? There was acid or something. She was attacked. She lost an eye. And then a girl that had acetone in her face. Like, there's reasons for things like that, you know? Just going out and handing money into clinics like this, that you don't know what way it's going to be the next day, whether you're going to wake up with scabs. You haven't a clue. There's no reason. There's no certificate to give you to say that. Damn, to say that we're insured. If any problems come back and all like that. Just, no, I've had bad experience.
Okay, so if there is new legislation, and we do need some sort of legislation to regulate this whole sector, but if there was any legislation, you'd actually like to see them closed altogether, which I don't really see happening. But at worst, would you like to see an age limit?
No, I just don't like the clinics at all. It's destroying the kids now growing up, all the young girls. You know, like, I mean, you go around and you see half the girls now and it's just 1 mil. Then they're going up for another few mils. I mean, it's nothing to do with, like, you know, they're not having, like, a full lift. You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing this to get a full lift. They're getting it to get bigger lift. You know what I mean?
Okay, do me a favour, Linda. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
That's ridiculous, Linda, because a grown woman, a woman who's in her 40s or 50s and actually has fine lines, is quite entitled to get that done. This is not what it's about. This is about preying on impressionable young girls who are watching the likes of Love Island and all of that, where they all have puffer
fish. I've seen women in their 40s and 50s with puffer fish lips. They look ridiculous as well. They're not just young ones.
But that's their own business. But 40 of them,
surely it's your own business when you're 18 as well.
No, it's not.
Come on, you're making a laugh of yourself getting your lips done at that age.
Yes, exactly. No, no, not at 40 you're not, but at 18. The last episode...
No, 18 years of age, then what are they going to be doing when they're 20, 21? How is their lips going to look? Once you start one thing, you're going to go on to the next, and then you're going to want more, and you're going to want more. You know what I mean? There's going to be no stopping at this. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Stay with me for a second, Linda. Stay with me for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this, like Lorraine.
Hi, Adrian. I work in aesthetics, and I have a daughter that's 28, and she gets fillers and treatments done. And like that, as her mother, I don't like her getting the treatments done, because I understand the side effects, and sometimes people can go over the top with treatments, but it is up to them at the end of the day. So all you can do as a parent is support them and love them for who they are, but kind of try and encourage them to go the natural route. But you know, enhancing your features is just an enhancement. It's not actually permanent. Fillers do dissolve.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. Yeah, that last woman, not the last guy, the one before, I took the words out of my mouth.
What, all these clinics?
These
clinics should be shut down.
Yeah. There's no warnings with these clinics. Do you get a warning? You don't know what they're putting into your face or into your lips. And I totally agree with that last caller. She took the words out of my mouth, yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't know what's in the injections. You don't know what's in them or anything, you know.
But I'm sure you do get told what's in them. I'm sure you don't just randomly get injected with whatever shite. I'm sure you're told exactly what they're injecting you with. But would you like to see all these clinics close down?
Yeah. It's like the sunbeds.
That's another day's work.
Yeah, but it's still to do with your body, isn't it?
That is the point. I mean, I would like to see sunbeds being banned, not because young ones are getting really, 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 really brown, because of the health implications.
No, that's
I
know of two young women who developed skin cancer because they did sunbeds.
Yeah, they should have known better. That's stupidity.
No, I'd like to see them banned.
Well, then let's ban. See, now we're getting into tricky territory, lads. We're trying to ban freedom of choice here. If someone wants to do sunbeds every single day.
But what's the difference? Well, what is the difference?
Should we ban? Okay, you went.
You don't get skin cancer from getting lip fillers. Okay, from going on sunbeds.
Should we ban somebody from going to Portugal for 2 weeks and sunbathing?
No. I'm talking about sunbeds because of the intensity of the rays that you subject your body to.
Sure, I did them myself. You know, I did them years ago. Yeah,
they should be banned. I think they should. In Australia, they've banned them. They're no longer legal. You can't go on a sunbed in Australia. I think we should do the same thing here. But that's neither here nor there. That's a different day's conversation.
No, the point, ladies, this is all about. Can we focus on this? The point is that a clinic in Dublin city centre looked at an 18-year-old on Saturday and said, yeah, you need injections.
No, they didn't say you need injections. They said, oh, you're a customer. For all we know, the man in the white coat or the lady in the white coat said, I don't really think you need this. And she said, oh, yes, I do. Grand, you're the customer. Away we go. Una, you would like to see... Would you be happy enough with an age limit, or do you want to see them gone altogether?
No, you can't put an age limit on your body, can you? No, I like that last call, shut them down. You have to go back a few times and get that done. It's not just one thing. You have to keep going back and back, and it's like a drug. So you keep injecting yourself with, you know? So I think they should, yeah.
Okay, so there you are, Linda. There's somebody agreeing with you, thinks that you're right, that you took the words out of her mouth, and all of these clinics need to be shut down for once and for all.
Yeah, it's like the sunbed shops there. Like, you know, we've went to some sunbed shops and they have the signs up over 18 years of age, wherever, like, they ask for ID and all. They're going into these clinics and the young girls aren't getting anything put in front of them to say what's in the injection. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, going over to work, you get the teeth done, you come back here, you've got a problem, the dentist won't see you here at all. Like, you know what I mean? I just think the clinic should be banned. It's terrible. It's just ruining the young kids now. Ruining them.
All right, stay there for a second. Linda would like to see all of these clinics shut down full stop.
But again, a 35-year-old woman who wants to get the lines filled in before...
They're either right or they're not right. I just don't get the difference here.
No, there is a...
Why, you plan to get Botox yourself?
No, in the same...
Do with it.
No, in the same way I agree with pubs selling alcohol, yeah?
Yeah.
But I don't agree with pubs selling alcohol to 16-year-olds.
Okay, 18 is the age that you can buy alcohol in a pub. It should be the same for this.
No, 18.
You're over the age of 18.
No.
You're an adult.
An 18-year-old girl should not...
An 18-year-old doesn't know how to drink alcohol, therefore we should raise the age limit for drinking as well.
An 18-year-old girl does not need facial aesthetics.
That's in your opinion.
They look ridiculous. You know that girl with the other...
In your opinion.
Girl with a big shiny bloody face on her. A forehead that literally looks like it's translucent, like, because it's...
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Should we have a ban on these clinics?
No. They're supplying a demand for a service. I have an overall problem with the, you know, young girls being, you know, with social media and the media in general, telling young girls, or women in general, I should say, well, everyone, that they're not attractive enough on their, you know, without getting things like that. But I mean, like, you know, these clinics, in my opinion, are doing nothing wrong. Whether you like, whether you agree with it or not.
I agree they're not doing anything wrong because there is nothing to do wrong because we don't have any legislation around them at all.
Lads, they are doing something wrong.
Jeremy.
Yes, they are doing something wrong. They're giving something to somebody that does not need it.
You serve somebody a pint in a bar, they don't need it.
In the same way,
at 18.
In the same way when you see these photographs, Robbie, in America of... a man who's had 100 plastic surgeries because he wants to look like a Ken doll. There's something mentally wrong with these people, and they are being...
I agree with you. But I mean...
But we have free will and choice.
They're making this choice whether, like, you know, if they're mentally, if the family thinks they're mentally incompetent, then they should be stepping in. But I mean, it's not the clinic's fault. They, you know, you could argue that the clinic should be putting in the be moral guardians.
Well, hang on,
but then people would be very quick to kick off that who are they to tell us if we want to give them money for a service. Who are they to say no, fuck off?
That's exactly my point. That's precisely the point.
It'd be like a woman.
Like I said, the man or woman in the white coat the other day may have said to that young one, listen, I don't think you actually need anybody to touch your face. And she said, well, no, I do, just there. I want it there. Put it in there and put it in there, will you? And that's the end of it.
But they should.
I'd love, just for the laugh, I'd love to know how many of these women who are getting these treatments are also anti-vaxxers.
It's another day's conversation, but you're right. But anyway,
so on the base of it, then, Robbie, you don't have a problem with Sally's daughter being able to go into town on Saturday and get let's forget about the lip fillers for a second, okay? Because maybe she had small lips and she wanted to be. But the fact that a clinic gave her two anti-wrinkle, like, just think about this, lads, anti-wrinkle injection for an 18-year-old. What the fuck? Anti-wrinkle for an 18-year-old.
What happened in this scenario? A person went to do a business in Dublin. An adult went to do a business in Dublin, paid for a service that she wanted, got the service that she requested.
But that's exactly the point that I'm making.
No, a service that she didn't need.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'm a massive nerd. I have a load of those pop vinyl figures in my fucking realm. I don't need them.
This is stupid. It's not... This is a stupid analogy, for God's sake. The point...
We all have things... We all get things that we don't need, but we want, regardless of the implications to our health. You know, if she's not doing the research and her family's not stepping in, her family should be stepping in saying, listen, these are the risks.
The family is stepping in. Her mother literally contacted us. She's like a bloody...
And she contacted the place themselves, and they answered, as they rightly said, we're doing nothing illegal. She's over 18. End of conversation. Good luck. Bye. See you. End of. And that is the bottom line. And you, so Robbie, you don't see an issue if somebody wants to get lip fillers or somebody wants to get Botox and they're a young lady or man, that's their own business.
I do see an issue. I'd be the first to tell them they don't actually need them. Regardless of
they mightn't actually need them, but they actually want them.
If I turn around and say, you don't need it, you're good looking as you are, if people don't like that, that's on them. But if they say, well, no, I'm going to get them, like, well, off you go.
Well, I'd love to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Stay there for a second, Robbie. Robbie sees absolutely nothing wrong with any of this.
Robbie would feel different if he had a teenage daughter and she came home and she got that done and she was after being told that a clinic was after getting it done. Again, I'm going to say this for the people in the back row. An 18-year-old does not need fillers.
They don't. An 18-year-old does not need a vodka and a Red Bull either, but they can have it because it's legal.
It's completely different.
It's not.
No, because you feel...
Not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
You feel better.
Martin is on to us.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry I won't be able to come on today. I think the mother needs to chill out a little bit. It's a bit of a phase Ewan is probably going through. It's all the rage at the minute, isn't it? To have the shout pout and that. It's not like, she did anything permanent. It's not like she went and got a tattoo or anything like that. It does wear off over time. So if that's what she wants to do with it, she could be doing worse things with her at 18. She could be snorting up her nose. She could be drinking it away. She could be vaping it away, smoking it away. So she wants to spend it on herself, make herself feel a bit better. I don't see what the issue is.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, I'm grand. Oh my God.
Well, what's your view on this, Laura? A lot of people saying clinics that do this sort of work should be closed down permanently.
Just before you say that, Laura, I just wanted to, for you and for everybody else listening, to clarify Adrian's point. So Adrian said it's free will and choice at 18 years of age. So that's what he said. So this 18-year-old, Sally's daughter, should be able to get as many fillers done as she wants, okay? But then in the same breath, Adrian also said he wants some bed salons closed down.
Because they're causing skin cancer.
It's not freedom of choice. Freedom of choice, not, you're very confused.
No, I'm not confused at all. With sunbeds, there is a direct medical implication of what you're doing, what can happen to you.
Same with lip fillers. You can get an infection.
You can get an infection. You're not going to develop cancer from it.
Yeah, it's true. But I don't like this whole thing with society wanting women and girls to look a certain way, dress a certain way, wear makeup. If you look all natural, then you look sick, yada, yada, yada. It just... it's this whole society thing which we should be blaming that women and girls have to look at.
Okay, but you could argue that the likes of this young girl, Sally's daughter, she went on free will and choice. She wasn't dragged in by society into the clinic on Saturday. She went in of her own free will and choice.
Yeah. But was that her free will and choice, or was it her friends and society pressure put on her?
That I can't answer that. I can't answer that. I imagine
because, an 18-year-old, you can imagine, I don't know if you've seen some school or college or whatever, but, you know, girls around that age, the pressure is only, she's still young, so it's like, you know, building up the confidence, that type of stuff. But I'm just kind of guessing that, you know, and being that age, you're still young and stuff like that. And she doesn't need them because, as was mentioned there, like, if you're like I am 38. I wouldn't guess stuff like that, and I'd rather just be natural. You know.
Okay, but when you're 50 and you're starting to wrinkle up a little bit, you might feel like getting some Botox. No.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Well,
women should be able to age gracefully anyway. It's this whole thing.
Okay, let me go back to the point. You're saying that you feel there's a societal influence on young women in particular to look a certain way, and that includes the puffed up lips and whatever. Again, all of them are getting it done of their own free will and choice. They're not being dragged in.
Yeah, no, I understand that and I accept that. But then you kind of have to question how, like, the commercialism and ads on TV, who are they targeting? And is it just a subconscious thing that we get drawn into this type of thing that, oh, we need to get this done?
But I'd also argue with you, and I can give you an example of something I witnessed the other day. I could argue with you that not all young women fall for this, and what I mean
by
that...
I haven't fallen for that. Like,
okay, so I was at a thing the other night, and there was a table of four young ones within my eyesight, okay? And they were all maybe 21, 22, 23, around that age. Two of the girls had really severe lip fillers, okay? They were like blowfish. Yeah. And the other two girls had nothing done. And it was the two girls who had nothing done that were the better looking of the four girls. I think
that's a personal choice. I think.
What Laura's trying to say, that society has made them get this done.
No,
the other two girls, they're in the same group of friends. The other two girls didn't have it done.
Yeah.
My point is, you can say society is influencing, but in this group of girls, society influenced half of them, not the other half.
Yeah. Well, society hasn't influenced me. You know, I haven't got anything like that done. I don't feel I need to get that done. And if people are saying, oh, Laura, you should get this done, you should get that, I'm like, no, I'm happy in my own skin. And if people think I look weird...
And it's great that you're happy in your own skin, but some people aren't happy in their own skin. Some people want bigger lips.
The only thing with lip fillers, I know they're saying that they're not that permanent, but we don't know, like, how in future, if there could be complications. You know the type of thing? It's different as one guy was saying, the collectibles. I don't know how he was comparing collectibles with lip fillers. That was kind of...
No, it was ridiculous.
That was a ridiculous comparison. Yeah. I'm collectible myself.
And this isn't even, lads, a conversation about whether lip fillers look good or Botox looks good. Botox has a place. Botox has a place. Forget about lip fillers. If someone is getting lines in their face, and it's very easy Laura, you're probably in your 30s or 20s to say... Oh,
yeah, I'm 38.
Yeah, well, there you go. So you probably have only fine lines at the moment. But someone who's 50...
Yeah, but even if I do get wrinkles, I don't really care. I wouldn't do that. I have grey hair and I'd only dye my hair now and again. I wouldn't dye it all the time because
would you have a problem if I turned around and said I'm going off to Turkey next week to get the hair done? Would you judge me for that?
No.
So that's the point that Adrian's trying to make, that some people... each to their own. But the point is, and we're going to read out the message because Sally has been on. Just, stay there for a sec.
Laura. Have a listen to this message.
I don't know how I agree about this now.
This is Sally, who's the lady who contacted us in the first place about her daughter. And she says, Sally here, I'm disappointed by the way your topic is going. In particular, Adrian, they took advantage of an impressionable teenager. You haven't got the balls to name them. Why no balls? Send a report. Her down tomorrow and I will be protesting outside the business from 1 p.m. This needs to stop and they need to be held accountable, says Sally, who's talking now about holding a protest outside a business providing a perfectly legal service.
How to do that?
You can protest whatever you want, but
can you protest outside a business?
Okay, but this is the same as somebody protesting outside a shop that sells cigarettes because their mother died of lung cancer. Okay, it's ridiculous.
But nobody does like that's a ridiculous kind of analogy.
No, it's not. It's a legal service.
You can never pinpoint the shop that sold you cigarettes that gave you cancer. That's ridiculous. Can we do a poll on this? And I just want to find. We'll ask you then, Laura, in a second, how you feel about this.
Yeah.
So she said. Now, Adrian,
she's going to have a protest tomorrow.
But sorry, Sally, I want you to send us a photograph when you're outside the shop tomorrow, please. Let's find out from our listeners, listen to this live, yeah? Do you support Sally standing outside, I was about to name the clinic, sorry, a clinic. Do you support Sally standing outside a clinic tomorrow protesting that they gave her 18-year-old daughter injectables?
Yes. Perfectly legally.
Yes or which is not saying perfectly legal.
It is perfectly legal.
Immorally.
No, Jeremy, again, the one thing I feel is that we do need legislation because at this moment there is no regulation at all on the sector.
Yeah, just yes or no. Yes or no.
Holding a protest outside somebody who provided a legal service is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, send us, do you support this lady having a protest outside this particular clinic in Dublin tomorrow? At least she claims she is. I don't believe she is. But anyway.
What do you mean you don't believe she is?
I just don't believe she's going to go. What's she going to do with the placard down with this sort of thing? Ridiculous. Anyway, if she is there, I'd love to see a photograph. But anyway, do you support this lady having a protest outside this clinic tomorrow?
Well, so far, it's 100% no's.
Yeah, literally. Honestly.
So nobody supports her right
to
protest.
Not one person.
Laura, do you support her right to protest?
The protest is kind of a bit offhand, but I think... I think there should be more of a monitoring thing. If an 18-year-old goes in and says, I'd like to get this done, there should be some advice.
You said support the right to protest. Obviously, she has a right to protest. That's not a question.
No, she does.
The question is, she does have a right to protest. Should she be protesting? And look, you can see for yourself,
but she's
a huge majority. In fact, absolutely everybody.
No, they're
Una yes. says, yes. I support her right to protest, but Una, you're the only one. Everybody else is against you having a protest outside this place tomorrow. Let me just squeeze
So we don't think what that clinic did was immoral and reckless, basically.
Immorality doesn't write laws. There are no laws around this. Therefore, this clinic has done nothing wrong. Therefore, Sally would look like a gobshite standing outside. Down with this sort of thing. Just a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Eddie.
Hey, lads. Good topic. Yes, 18, you're an adult. But you're still very naive and went behind the ears. I'll give you an example. So I went to Australia for the millennium. What's that? Fucking 1999, 2000. I was only about 23. And we all dyed our hair blonde. We thought we looked great. And I look back now at the photos and I go, what the fuck, I need you. Look stupid. But at least you could grow out. But here's the thing. If you start altering the appearance of your face, that's not an easy thing to turn back. You can't, you know. I would like to see an age on it. You're saying there, but oh, you're old enough to get a tattoo. But you know what's more popular now than getting a tattoo? Tattoo removal. Laser therapy. I'm telling you, put an age on it.
And who else has been in touch? Amanda.
The mother's anger is being placed in the wrong direction. The clinic aren't to blame. The legal age to get anything done in Ireland is 18. She is a paying client. She got her services. There was none wrong. It is what it is. If the mother's that upset, though, yeah, then start contacting, like, the government. Start, like, trying to push for legislation to be changed. By all means, like, if that's what you want to do, go do it. But going and making a show of yourself outside that salon and making a show of your daughter and the salon for no reason. That salon, you think that salon's going to be able to change the legal age limit? Like, those girls in there are 21, 22. They're trained beauticians. They're not... They don't work for the government, you know? Anyways, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you very much indeed for your message and your messages on this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
And if she is there tomorrow, we will come back to this and talk to her when she's at the...
Well, if she is, I don't believe she actually will stand outside this clinic in Dublin too. But by the way, any of you who are ever in town around Grafton Street, you pass this clinic every single day probably. So you'll see Sally, the one woman army standing outside this particular clinic tomorrow.
Make fun of her.
I'm not making fun of her. I just just don't believe she's going to do it, but if she does, she'll look like a fool, won't she? Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And have you joined our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you want to subscribe to be on our WhatsApp channel, and the WhatsApp channel, by the way, we send you one or two notifications every day when a podcast goes live or when the show is live. We don't spam you. It's only a couple of messages every day to keep you in the loop as to what's going on the Opinions Matter podcast. Anyway, if you would like to be part of our WhatsApp channel, send us a WhatsApp to 0858252626 with the words add me. Okay, so WhatsApp us, add me to 0858252626. You'll get a reply message with a link that will link you to our WhatsApp channel, and then you just hit subscribe from there. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.